Yes, ladies and gentlemen, despite the complexity of the issue and sometimes the opposition of some member states, the United Nations included an article in the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights of 1966, Article number 27, which in parallel led to the formulation and approval of the Declaration on the Rights of Persons Belonging to National or Ethnic, Religious, or Linguistic Minorities. Unfortunately, some of the governments use the right of reservation when approving this international document. In fact, they put their domestic laws first and interpret their concepts of the human rights declared in international documents as they understand them. And in this interpretation, public order and their national security are considered. The performance of these countries has caused other governments to show their adherence to international law in various ways, often by guaranteeing minimum rights to minorities. They continued to discriminate in more hidden ways and by establishing laws that actually limited the minorities and applied indirect discrimination. So the solution should be explained in order to prevent violations of regulations in dealing with religious minorities, to take effective measures so as to reduce the conflict and confrontation with international human rights assemblies. Thank you.